Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. Oh, yeah.
Good morning, sheep. This is the Feed My Sheep show. And I want to tell you all that I usually come on the computer and I will see my show, but it is not listed. I'm having a hard time getting on TV, not TV, but onto my show. The devil has done me in. I don't know why this is happening, but nonetheless, I am going to read to you the words that my Father in heaven has given me. I am being attacked, I know now, by the devil. So he does not have my show, and I want to get my money back from that show because I should be on, but I'm not. I'm thankful that I am able to call the Blog Talk Radio. Hopefully, I am on the show. I hope you can hear me because I would not be doing this if my Father in heaven would have not told me that. He told me to feed his sheep, and that's what I'm trying to do. I will probably look for some other medium today to get my show on because I will not let the devil do me in like this. Our 400 years are up, and I hope to see the devil burn in hell. That's where he's supposed to go. And all of you black folks who are acting, you're not supposed to act like white folks. You're black, or you are an Israelite. There is a nation of people who have stolen our name. They are not like us. We are to stick together. We have been in slavery. Look in your Bible and Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68. It talks about that. No other group of white people or any kind of nation has gone into slavery like we have. The other people that may say they have gone into slavery, I don't know if it was for a little while or what, but I know that we as black folks, and we are actually Israelites, and they look like us, or similar to us, because in Genesis chapter 2, maybe verse 13, the Lord came to Joseph and told him to take he and his baby to Egypt. And white folks can't go there. And if they do, they will stick out like a sore thumb and they will find the child. Now, let me introduce myself. I am upset, chief, because my show is not on and my money is going to the monthly my provider that I have a that they withdraw my money from my check. They have shown me or sent me a letter showing me the money has been going to this person, someone at Blog Talk Radio. They are stealing my money, and I want, they don't have a phone number that I can call and talk with someone. I don't know. Maybe it's my time to go. Maybe God doesn't want me there, and they would have to tell me yet it's your time to go. Instead of taking my show off, they should have mailed me and told me that they were going to take my show off television. Not television, but radio, off the computer. At least they could have had the decency to tell me your show will not be aired on the computer. And I will have wondered why, because they have been taking money out of my check. Someone there has been taking money out of my check. I should not be having this problem with Feed My Sheep Show. Nonetheless, I am going to tell you who I am and go on with my show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Today is December the 8th, 2020. I will tell you, as usual, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 3 through 17, you will find the Ten Commandments. I read from the King James Version. Excuse me, I have to belch. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. So I want you to turn to First Chronicles. That's in the Old Testament. Chronicles is spelled Chronicles. I am going to pick up in chapter 11 of Chronicles, verse 35, and I am going to read until I can't, and then I will start looking for another medium to speak with you, sheep, telling you what thus says the Bible. And I guess the reason why he told me that to feed his sheep was because many of you, you can read better than I. I don't know why you don't do it. Because my father told me to feed his sheep, and I come up well. I need to do this. I need to have my own church, but I don't have the money to get a church or a building like that, and I need to talk to the people. So I was talking with my niece, and she told me about this medium, Blog Talk Radio, and I tried it, and I began to like it, and I had a show, and I am with the show. The only reason why I'm not with the show is because they have tried to cut the word off of what thus says the Lord. Now, many of the people, preachers that come on, some of them, I have not heard them tell the truth about the Bible, like Big Judah, and he has not said he was a preacher, and as well as Bishop Nathaniel of IUCI, the church of, I forget what it's called. I should write it down so that I won't forget. But I know that those men are speaking the truth, nonetheless. And I try to speak the truth as well as I can. Let me read on and tell you what else I do. I come on the radio, usually on a Blog Talk Radio, but I am not on there today. I can't find my show. And I am going to search out and try to find another medium to let you see, know where I am so that you can find me. I usually come on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. until, as well as on Fridays at 5 p.m., but I am not on there today. Let me read to you as much of the Bible as I can. I was about to tell you all that I don't know why my Father in heaven said to me, feed his sheep. And I know that I don't read as well as many of you who are educated. And when I say educated, I mean with a college degree. I have gone to college, and I have gotten to my third year, but I need to have money and be smart enough. I am smart enough to get to where I am today. And I'm not a rich person. I'm just trying to do what the Lord says to do. And some devil has taken me off radio. I hope not. But I can't find my program on the Feed My Sheep on blog.radio. So I'm thankful that I am able to talk to you, sheep, right now. And I will read to you from the Bible, the King James Version of the Bible. And I usually ask you, sheep, to have your three P's ready and handy. They are your pen, paper, and pencil so that you can jot down something or scriptures that I may state. And you can check those scriptures out. Some of you are computer savvy, and you may have what is called a notebook or a notepad or a pen, and you can type the information in. Nonetheless, I am with the Feed My Sheep show, and I have had Lionel Richie to his songs plays on my program, and I'm thankful for that. Let's go into the lesson today, and I hope that I will not belch. And many a times when I speak to you all, I do not know how to pronunciate the name, so I will try to spell it out. But this day, I am going to pronunciate and spell out the word. If I don't know the word, I am in 1 Chronicles chapter 11, verse 35. And let me start reading and read until I cannot read anymore, until my time is over with on the program. And then I will get off the phone and start looking for another medium to air my program. Again, I am in 1 Chronicles chapter 11, verse 35. Achim, the son of Scar, spelled S-A-C-A-R, the Haranite. Elipal, that's spelled maybe Elipal, it's spelled E-L-I-P-H-A-L, the son of Ur. Hepner, the merchantite, spelled M-E-C-H-E-R-A-P-H-I-T-E. A Jahite, spelled A-H-I-J-A-H. The Phinonite, spelled P-E-L-O-N-I-T-H. Herzon, H-E-Z-R-O-N, the kingdom, carbonite, neronite, N-A-A-R-A-I, the son of Esau, E-V-B-A-I, Evolve, again is spelled E-V-B-A-I. Joel, the brother of Nathan. Mishmah, that's spelled M-I-B-H-A-R, the son of Hagar. H-A-Z-Z-E-R-I. Zephaniah. V-E-L-E-K, the Ammonite, spell A-M-M-O-N-I-T-E. Natural, let me spell that, N-A-H-A-R-A-I, the Benonite, that's spelled B-E-R-O-N-I-T-E. T-H-I-T-E, the armor bearer of Joab, the son of Zerah, Z-E-R-U-I-A-H. Ira, the Ishrite, that's spelled I-T-H-R-I-T-E. Gabar, spelled G-A-R-E-B, the Ishrite. Urite, the Hittite. Z-A-B-A-B, the son of Ahela, spelled A-H-J-I. Let me spell that again. A-H-J-A-I. Adima, A-D-I-N-A, the son of Shiza, S-H-I-Z-A, the Reubenite, the captain of the Reubenites, and 30 with him. Hanan, H-A-N-A-N, the son of Mishtah, and Joseph type, spelled J-O-S-H-A-P-H-A-T, the Midnight, spelled M-I-T-H-N-I-T-E. Uzzah, the Astralite, Uzzah, U-Z-Z-I-A, Astralite, A-S, H-T-E-R-A-T-H-I-T-E. Selma, S-H-A-M-A. And Jephiel, spelled J-E-H-I-E-L, the son of Hophan, the Amorite. Jedidiah, the son of Shemite. Jedidiah is spelled J-E-D-I-A-E-L, the son of S-H-I-M-R-I, and Josiah, J-O-H-A, the brother of the Tishbite. The Tishbite is spelled T-I-Z-I-T-E. Let me spell this word for you. L-E-L. It's spelled E-L-I-E-L, the Mahavite. M-A-H-A-V-I-T-E. Jerubite. J-E-R-I-B-A-I. Jehoshabite. The son of Elam,
Let me spell those words for you. Joshaviah, the son of Elnaam, the Ishmael, the Moabite. Ishmael is spelled I-T-H-A-M-A-H, the Moabite. And Eliah, spelled E-L-I-E-L, and Obed, J-A-S-I-E-L, the Mesobite, M-E-S-O-B-A-I-T-E. And that is the reading of chapter 11. I want your sheep to know where I am so that you can go over what I have just read, and maybe you can pronunciate the names correctly. I pronounced them as well as I could. Now, sheep, let us start reading in chapter 12 of Chronicles, and we're going to read Chronicles until we finish it. Maybe I will be on the station or not. I hope that I am, but if I'm not, I want you to find me. I will be somewhere with my program, Feed My Sheep Show, unless someone steals it or takes it away from me. The devil can't be that bad. God is stronger than the devil. The way I understand it, the devil is going to burn in hell. And that's where I want to see him burn. Chapter 12. Now, these are they that came to David and Ziklag. Z-I-K-L-A-D. Let me spell it again. Z-I-K-L-A-Z. While he yet kept himself close, because Saul, the son of Kish, and they were among the mighty men, peppers of the war. They were armed with bow and arrows and could use both of right hand and the left hand in hurling stones and shooting arrows out of the bow. Even Saul's brethren of Benjamin. The chief was Ahizar, spelled A-H-I-E-Z-E-R. Then Joash, spelled J-O-A-S-H. And just thought about it. There was no J in the time that this book was written. The J's came out sometime in 1940-something. I forget. I have read that there was no J back in this time of the day. I don't know why they didn't put the... If there was no J, then there was no Jesus. Jesus' name was something else. Oh, that opens up a can of worms, because I'm now wondering, if there was no J, then why in the Bible should J-O-A-S-H be? There should not be any Hebrew word spelled with a J. be, I will have to figure this out, because I don't want to say someone lies in the Bible. I want to say all the words of the Bible are correct, but I don't understand here. Maybe I will call someone. Maybe I will call Deacon Nathaniel, or I will call someone to explain this to me, why in the Bible are there words starting with the J? It's probably simple. The answer is probably simple, but right now I cannot find out. I cannot understand why are there words in the Bible starting with a J. Is it because the English language? It's the English language should spell out the name of those men the way it should be spelled. So now that leads me to question some of the spelling of the J's that's written in the Bible. And I should not question that just because I know that the letter J was not put in the Bible until the 1900s. I don't know what Jesus' name is. I have read that he's called Jehovah, and that starts with a J too. So it's not right. Our Father's name is not right in the Bible. So maybe I should just say the Lord when I get to a name with a J. I would try to skip over it until I know how to say it. Let me start at verse 3. I am in chapter 12, saints. Or 6. My Father in heaven told me to feed his sheep, and that's what I'm trying to do. I hope you all are listening to me. Blog Talk Radio have made up my mind. They are taking money from my check, and the company that's sending money to Blog Talk Radio, someone at Blog Talk Radio is taking the money from this program. They are stealing. The devil is working for you, whoever. This devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what the Bible says. And the devil is too much for me. I will definitely be looking for some other place to have my show on, because I must feed his sheep, my Father's sheep. I am in chapter 12, verse 3. The chief was Ahilah, A-H-I-E-V-E-R, then Joash, J-O-A-S-H, the son of Shema, S-H-E-M-A-A-H, the Gibeonite, and Jael, J-Zel, J-E-Z-I-E-L, and Pelet, P-E-L-E-T, the son of is that A-Z-M-A B-E-T-H, and Bera, B-E-R-A-C-H-A, is Jehu the Ephgalite, A-N-T-O-T-H-I-T-E, and Ishmaelite. Israel. I should go and turn my television off. Hold on, see. It will take just a minute to do that. Hold on. The lady that was talking was saying something that I would want to know about. She said that they were both on December 14th of the Electoral College. And I am interested to know. I hope that they will vote correctly. And the people we have elected, Joe Biden and Mrs. Harris. So if they don't get those two, I would surely say America is a lie. They had us as black folks in slavery. And none of the preachers, white preachers, come on and say that we are the Israelites. That I don't understand. A lot of things I don't understand. And I think that preachers should say that. Now, I am in verse 12, verse 5, chapter 12, verse 5. Let me look at my phone. My phone just hung up on me. My phone is operating. Someone was listening in on my program, and they hung up on me. But that's all right. The devil knows what I'm doing. I hide nothing from the devil. He knows. The devil knows me because he is constantly bothering me. This day takes the cake. Today's day, December the 8th, 2020. My program is not on the Feed My Sheep show. Is not on Blog Talk Radio. It's, someone has taken my money. And I hope to get it back. Let me start again. I am on chapter 12 of First Chronicles, verse 5. El Uzzah, E-L-U-U-A-I, and Jeremiah, J-E-R-I-M-O-T-H. Oh, excuse me, Chief. I am going to stop right here. In verse 12, chapter 12, verse 5, the lady said that I have 90 seconds. That means to me that my program is about to go off. Let us have a quick prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for your protection of us all, of all of the sheep. And you know what's going on with me. Satan has attacked me, and I don't appreciate it because I am not able to find my show on Blog Talk Radio. And they have taken money out of my check, out of my my card. So, Father, thank you for protecting us, your small sheep. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Until next time, sheep, I want you to know God loves you as well as I. Our program is not supposed to end until I'm supposed to have 45 minutes. Oh, Lord, they're taking the time, too. Until next time, sheep, hopefully I will be somewhere else. But if not, you keep looking for Feed My Sheep with Sandra Harris. Remember, sheep, God loves you because I'm doing what he told me. He gave me the courage to do this. I did not have courage to do this. But I'm so thankful that he gave me the courage to do this. And I hopefully he will deliver us from all sins. Until next time, sheep, you look for me somewhere else if I am not here. Thank you.